Representative Daniel Sullivan says his bill was meant to curb the practice of public employees retiring, then coming back to work in part-time positions while collecting a pension. The bill would cut the number of hours retired employees could work each week from 32 to 24. Towns would be responsible for paying into the retirement system should the employees go over their allotted hours.
And this isn't going to fix the system. You know, there's other things in place to fix the system down the road. This is merely one more thing that contributes to the unfunded liability.
The New Hampshire retirement system estimates that it's currently 56% funded. But during a recent hearing on the bill, Hampton Police Chief Jamie Sullivan says the change would significantly harm his department. He says he relies heavily on part-time employees, many of whom are retired police officers and teachers.
By limiting the hours and what they can work, is really going to hamper our operation and, I believe, public safety for us.
The bill is currently before the House Executive Departments and Administration Committee. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.